Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Thank you for all your questions. Please keep them coming to be popped into my colour and style lucky dip. So let's have a look at the first one today. This one comes from Leanne, who says, let's talk about midi, so as in mid-calf length dresses and skirts, do they work? Well, of course they work, but it depends how you wear them. Anything that's mid-calf, you have to be a little bit careful of. A, you don't want it to end at the widest point of your calf, so you want to make sure it's on a narrow point of your calf to make your legs look slimmer. Unless, of course, you have very slim calves, then put it on the widest point and it will help to make your calves look a bit curvier. Secondly, we want to think about how long our legs are. So the length of skirts and dresses all comes back to proportions again. So when we're thinking about a mid-calf skirt or dress, think about how long your legs are. And if you have shorter legs proportionally, how are you going to balance that out? So there's things to think about. You can add a heel if you've got shorter legs. You can add a wedge or a flat form sort of shoe, which may be fairly flat, but still gives you that piece of leg back if you happen to be born with a shorter version of the legs. You can also think about toning shoes to legs, so we're not having obvious breaks, having low vamp shoes. So the vamp is where the shoe comes. If you think about my toes, for example, covering the toes and then having the rest of the foot free of shoe is always more elongating than covering the whole foot. So ankle boots, just don't do them with midi dresses or skirts. But you could do a knee-high boot with a midi skirt or dress if you wanted to. So thinking about the shoes you choose, so the vamp of the shoe, the colour of the shoe, blending it with your legs, thinking about not chopping yourself up too much, so thinking about you can create a column of colour, also thinking about proportionally not having your top too long. We want to have a shorter proportion with a longer proportion, so therefore with a midi, our longer proportion is the skirt, so we want to make sure our top is not probably past the hip bone. Otherwise, it's going to start getting too long. Unless you really want to cover up a lot of the midi skirt, there is a bit of a trend for a very long kind of line jumper or sweater over the top of a midi that kind of actually then cuts the midi down to be the short proportion and the long proportion is the sweater or top. So thinking about your proportions there as well. If you have longer legs, it's pretty easy to wear them. They are often very flattering style. But if you've got the shorter legs, they can be a little bit more tricky. So it's thinking about those proportional things that I have mentioned. So really, it's up to you. I know they can be very comfortable and easy to wear. So it's just thinking about getting your proportions, your top to bottom proportion. Remember, what we want is uneven proportions. So one garment is longer than the other. So if your midi skirt's the longer part, then your top is the shorter part. Or if you want your midi to be the short part, then your top has to be really quite long. But remember, we also want to think about the principle of volume if we're starting to do two voluminous garments at the same time. So it's always thinking about some of those things. Have a play, of course. This is where have a play. Try different shoes, try different lengths of tops, and photograph them. Have a look in the mirror. Notice what you're seeing. Often in photos, when you stand them next to each other, that's when you can really get a fantastic idea of what's really working for you. So do think about, taking some photos and then comparing the different shoes, the different length tops, and seeing what really works for you. Hopefully that helps there for you, Leanne. Mini skirts can be very comfortable. Particularly, I've got a couple that I love wearing in summer, but I'll tend to always wear them with wedges. That's something I've noticed, that I'll go for a wedge because it gives me that little bit more leg back. Next question comes from Sue. She says, it's Earth Week. What are you doing? And what can we all do to ensure our fashion is sustainable? Sustainability is really important. You know, the bushfires in Australia in January really showed us just how, you know, man is not doing great things to our planet. And that we need to really think about sustainability in our fashion and our clothes. So things you can think about, and things I certainly think about, is I never buy anything without looking at the fibre content. I want to know that the fibres are going to wear well for me. So educating yourself on fibres is really important. And one of the biggest tips I can give you is the more things are inside something, so the more you have multiple fibres, like at over three fibers, you know, if you've got four or five, you are going to find that that garment will not wear well. So be warned of really blended fibers. They tend to, fall to pieces or just peel and look old much more quickly. Two fibers can often be great because often you'll get the benefits of each of those fibers. If you have like a linen mixed with the viscose, you'll often get a much softer linen that doesn't, you know, crush quite as much. Or if you can have a linen with a rayon, the viscose and rayon are basically the same thing. So you'll often get with a two fiber blend a really good sort of fabric. But when we're getting four fibers, five fibers, that is when you'll get a poor fiber and you'll find that the clothes wear out more quickly, which is not sustainable. So avoid, you know, highly blended fabric mixes. Think about where the source is, you know, and this is where, you know, there's lots of different things to think about with source. It could be where is it, you know, grown, many times is this piece of, you know, whether the fiber was grown overseas somewhere and then sent around the world to be processed somewhere else and then sent somewhere else to be manufactured into fabric and then sent somewhere else to be made. Just because the fabric was made in Australia doesn't, you know, for me, doesn't mean it's necessarily the most sustainable, because actually it probably would be better if everything was grown and made in China and then it's only shipped once, rather than possibly, you know, where the, you know, the fiber comes from and it's gone around the world three times by the time it's made in Australia. So it's not always about, you know, there's that kind of element of how far has the garment gone in its life cycle. That's something else you can think about. I also think about, really, the more you know about your style, your colors, your shapes, you know, your own style rules, style guidelines, whatever it is you want to create for yourself, the better choices you'll make. And therefore, they'll be more sustainable because you'll love those pieces more. You know, they'll spark joy. They'll make you feel good. They'll make you look great. So you'll want to wear them more and you'll want to keep them longer. That, of course, is a sustainable option. So I really think educating yourself on what works for you is one of the most sustainable things you can do, because it means you're not going to churn through clothes in the way that when we're buying and, you know, even returning and buying and, you know, all these sorts of things. Did you know when you return clothes, quite often the manufacturer can't resell them because sometimes they'll have been in a house where there's been smoke or, you know, cat fur's got on it or something like that. And so sometimes that stuff ends up in landfill. So just buying and returning is not particularly sustainable. Do be aware of that. I always think that when you are, you know, buying, particularly buying online, you know, try and make the best decisions. Like at every point, as Jill Chivers talks about, she said, when you are bringing things into your closet, think about this as recruiting staff. If you are recruiting staff, you want the best staff. You want the staff who are going to stay around. You're going to want the staff who do the job exactly how you want it to be done, aren't you? Like you want the staff that you get on with really well, that you love and that they become your friends. You don't want the staff that are problem people that have to be disciplined and fired potentially. So think about at that recruitment phase, as you bring anything new into the wardrobe, it really needs to meet your own personal style, you know, criteria, your own personal style rules. It needs to suit your colouring, your contrast, all those sorts of things. So think about this. It's very easy just to acquire something new thinking, yeah, this will do, and then it's really not quite right. And that's not sustainable. So do think about it, that recruitment end. The more you know, the more you empower yourself with knowledge and style knowledge about what suits you. And this is why my 7 Steps of Style program is so valuable, because it gives you that knowledge. And so for the rest of your life, you'll be making better decisions. They'll be more sustainable decisions and also save you a fortune too, because you stop buying lots of the wrong clothes. So think about, you know, at each point. And then when we're in your wardrobe, so once you've recruited those pieces, you know, we want the fibers that are going to last, the fabrics that will last. We want things that will be comfortable, that fit well. So if something needs an alteration, make that alteration, because you'll tend to wear that garment more. Often we worry about, if I spend this little bit of extra money on making an alteration, I've just added more cost to the garment. But in fact, what you've probably done is added more life to that garment, and you've actually turned it into something you'll wear more. It'll be more comfortable. It'll look better. It'll make you feel better. And so actually, it's more sustainable to do that than to not make that alteration. And the thing kind of just, I can tell you, I see this a lot. There's a thing languishing in the closet, and the person likes it, but it just needs an alteration, and it hasn't actually got there. And so it never really gets worn. That's not sustainable. And remember that fashion in many ways is like milk. It goes off over time. So when we are thinking about that, we want to be getting the wear now out of the clothes we own today. And if you have made mistakes, get them out of your closet quickly. Don't keep hanging onto them, because if you get them to the thrift store or wherever you send them to, not the rubbish, not the landfill, they'll actually have more of a life, because somebody else who maybe they suit really well will find them and want to wear them because they are currently in fashion, rather than five seasons old because you've been holding on to it. So don't hang on to things that aren't right. If you've made a mistake, kind of admit it, let it go, move on with your life. So they're just a few things I think about with sustainability in fashion. You know, there's different manufacturers. We can look at how clothes are made and all those sorts of things as well. But I think too, it's always in the recruitment phase that we want to have things that we recruit well, that we stay, that we love, that we keep for longer, that we wear more over, you know, many years. And therefore, we're not, you know, doing the world so much harm. Hopefully there's something little to think about. Okay, let's have a look at our next question. Jean's asked, I'm trying to mix textures. Have you got any suggestions? So when we're mixing textures, it's really not too tricky to mix textures, provided that, you know, there's some relationship between, you know, maybe the colors of the fabrics or things like that. If you're mixing textures, it depends in many ways what your personality is. So the more creative you are, so the more you'd be more creative, more innovative, you like the unique, the unusual, the individual, you'll mix things that are more unlike each other. So if you're mixing textures, someone who's more creative might go, I'm going to mix boiled wool with silk, which are really two fabrics you would not expect to see together because their level of refinement is quite different. We've got the boiled wool is much more chunky and heavy weight, so you know it's more outdoor leisure or more relaxed and casual, versus our silk is more refined, more lightweight, more higher level of refinement. So we wouldn't expect those two things to go together, but if your personality is creative, you'll be doing this because you'll be doing this in a way that relates to your personality. Now, if you are more naturally more classic, more conservative, you don't like, you know, the more wacky out there individual things, think about mixing textures that are more related to each other. So if you have that boiled wool, for example, we could mix that with a tweed. So they're both kind of heavier fabrics. They've got something in common. They're heavier fabrics, they're chunkier fabrics, they're both winter sort of fabrics. So therefore they relate together. That there is a relationship between them. So if, you know, if I was going to mix that silk with something, maybe I'd mix that with a, you know, something like, you know, a really refined cotton rather than mixing it with a, you know, with the boiled wool or corduroy or something like that, which is much more unusual when we're mixing those sorts of textures. We can mix, you know, something nubbly with something smoother. We can mix, you know, something kind of something that's a bit more embossed with something smooth as well. So there's lots of different ways to think about mixing textures. Really, with anything, like the texture mix is never as hard as, say, a pattern mix, because we've got to relate the patterns together in colour and often shapes and design lines and all those sorts of things, which makes it a little bit of a trickier thing to do. versus when we're mixing textures. Today here I've got a textured element in this is cardigan back with a fairly smooth knit, but they're both knits and so they have that in common with themselves. Then I've got them with some denim as well, which is also fairly smooth. When we're thinking about mixing textures too, it also depends on how textured you are personally. So if you are smooth, like I'm a pretty smooth looking person, I own the whole suit more smoother textures versus someone who's got more textured hair, curly hair, more textured skin will suit more texture in their garments. So it's worth thinking about what's your own personal texture levels and what sort of textures will suit you best. So hopefully that's given you a few little tips today with your questions. Thanks for those. Thank you. Please keep your questions coming. Always like love answering your questions. It's quite fun actually for me to see what a range of questions I get in and how different and what people want to know, because of course I'm not a mind reader. So often when I'm writing things or doing things, I have no idea what people are actually thinking about and what they want to know. So it's really great for me to get your questions. I really appreciate them. And thanks so much for watching. Thanks for coming by. Let me know what it is that you want to know. And I will be back again tomorrow with another live session. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.